Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. How is everyone? Hope you're doing well today. I had so much fun last night. Went to an open mic. That's open mic, my favorite. And I had such a good time and such great stories. Oh my gosh. It was really terrific. What can I say? I'm going to open up the chat room. Join the chat room if you want. Jillian Cohen, what a great host. Oh my God, she makes me laughing. Positive look up, this woman. She's going to be something. She is just so funny. And everybody was there, and it was really no-pressure open mic at the Phoenix on 13th Street. I highly recommend it. I don't know if I should, because then everybody's going to be there. But hey, I'm going to open up the chat room. I say, yeah, the Joe Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. is already in there. And I'll open up the chat. You can join the chat. So many nice people I met last night, now Facebook friending me. Anyway, great stories, and really from the heart. A lot of guts last night, and some stuff I didn't understand, but most of it was pretty funny. No, when I say not understand, please, comedians, don't drink and try to do stand-up comedy. It just doesn't work. No, it doesn't. Okay. So, anyway, we're going to have some fun today. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters. Did you send me, what's your show this week? I don't know, Betty Jo. Well, here's a little something by Alan Zweibel. No, I'll play that later. I don't know what to begin with. I just don't, no. How about a little Anatomy Boop Lock? Tribute to Pussy Riot.
I'm gonna put your hands.
oppresses me. Never give up.
Yes!
York City, never knowing at any given moment when I have to chase myself and my own neighborhood.
Get it in.
That was Bob Greenberg announcing me. And we'd like to welcome to the room Sherry Attaker fan. Sherry Attaker fan? Sherry Attaker fan. I don't know. Anyway, welcome to the chat room. All right, nothing to promote, just listening. Thank you. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Betty Jo, I'm sorry, I don't know what you have going this week, but Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., always something interesting about the film industry, upside of in close and personal. I'd also like to recommend, if you're in the New York area, and you're looking for any kind of hypnotherapy, Hypnotherapy by Linda Marin, M.A., www.lindamarintherapy. Check it out online. Anyway, she's very good. She got a friend of mine that quit smoking. Amazing. She also works in all kinds of areas. Just go to her website, Linda Marin, Hypnotherapy. And we're having fun. I have so many interesting people. I had a great time once again. Julian Cohen, great job hosting last night. Very, very fun at the Phoenix Bar back room. Oh, gosh, we had so much fun. It was a lot of laughing going on. So, let me see. Where's Sochi Dance? I'm looking for Sochi. Let's see. This is Sochi.
Yeah.
Elemental. Check it out.
I am smaller than a piece of the dust. I am so fragile it should be illegal to touch. I can never grab a seat on the bus. I fall when it lurches and even when they leave it in clutch. But there's no reason to fuss because I got the freedom to be an individual human being, which is keeping me decently occupied with the choices that I make. You gotta stay on your toes and never be ungrateful to those who take on their own and shoulder responsibility. You got the power, choose your destiny. Never fear to be the leader in control of the band. You need to grab a hold of the sand. Keep them clapping, show your command. You can fall back, be three-dimensional. Play your position in this processional. Always stay professional. Life's got an ebb and flow, and you never know when it's your time. So remain prepared to go. Even though you might the nucleus, you got a lot of fuel. If you think this monologue is cool, tell a friend. I want to spread the message and I think it's relevant. An architect starts with a pencil and paper before he hires a committee to construct a skyscraper. The road that you travel is long and arduous, but you're not alone. You got a cadre of accomplices. Be a part of this everlasting community. You can change the world, stop acting confusedly. Plant one foot in front of the other. Many small steps turns you into a marathon runner. Gather your courage and face all adversity. You will be a great success. It certainly works for me. When you purposely turn the key, you unlock the universe. Let nothing hold you back. Choose to move and burst. Be the first, the greatest at whatever you do. So successful, you have to hire a separate crew to handle the ins and outs. But you go about creating, unleash your potency, make it devastating.
Yeah. customers. You know, in the beginning it was kind of like, oh, he's a little old guy, and he gives me free muffins and discounted drinks, so, you know, I'll smile back. But now, you don't give me anything. Anything for free at all. And you're just getting creepier. I mean, I'm afraid to pay in cash because you hold my hand for a few seconds when you give me my change. Oh, yeah. I mean, what makes you think it's okay to hold my hand when all I wanted was my change? You know, I mean, how is that even okay in the first place? This isn't the 20s. This is 2012, where that's kind of considered sexual harassment, in a way. I could probably say something. But since you're old, they may not do anything. But still, just take my order. Give me my vegetable juice. Okay, oldie? No more winky-winky. No touchy-touchy, and no looky-uppy-downy. Maybe I'll give you a tip if you don't creep me out next time. Love, Camille. Yeah, these are letters I wrote to these people. They took me out that one time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters that I'm saying for you. I hope they are entertaining, and they make
Camille Theobald, great talent as well. Thank you all who are joining the chat room. Sherry, major fan of Joe Franklin and Uncle Floyd. Okay, thank you for joining in. And we have a little more comedy coming, and it's a short show today, but we're having fun.
The man, the boy, the legend, Roger. We loved Roger so much, yet watching him there, pale, disgustingly sick, things on his face. Gee, Roger, you look gross.
They said I'm getting better, Ingrid.
They lied. I'm sorry, Roger. I didn't know how to break it to you, but you don't have long, Roger. Not only that, Roger, you have no friends. We took a poll to see who would come here. I lost. I'm here now, Roger, on a bet.
You're my wife, Ingrid. If you wouldn't come to visit me in the hospital in my last Thursday afternoon, who would? Certainly not my daughter.
No, not your daughter.
The daughter I tried so hard to be a good father for, Ingrid.
That's right, Roger. She's off. She's becoming a punkette. She's getting her hair cut now in celebration of the insurance money to come. We'll all miss you, Roger, but not that much.
I couldn't help noticing that you were still seeing Bernard Louis, our insurance salesman, Ingrid.
Yes, and we've doubled your policy. It's great, Roger, the things that I will get after you go away. My benefits will increase. I'll be able to afford everything you never could buy me, Roger, and I want to thank you for that.
I tried to be a good husband, Ingrid. I tried to be a good father to that rotten brat. But now my time is short, Ingrid. I know that that bright white light is telling me to come hither. And soon I'll walk through that door we call life and death, and I'll be into the beyond.
And if you die by 7:45, I'll win the office pool, Roger. Do you think you could rush it a little?
Well, I'll try, honey. I didn't know they were placing bets on the actual time.
Yes.
Promise me something, Ingrid.
What? Anything, Roger. I will keep it.
Promise me if you do remarry to Bernard Louis that you won't let him... Goodbye.
Roger? 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 Come on. Roger, are you really dead? Are you playing a joke, Roger? Come on, Roger. Oh, Roger. Roger was gone. and we'll all miss him. Well, that's stretching a bit. But when Roger reaches that door, or if Roger reaches that door, there will be someone behind him waiting. Waiting and hoping. And hoping that Roger will never return. Goodbye, Roger. Good riddance. Let's scatter his ashes in the wind and hope it hits anywhere.
Poor Roger. That was Tom Carosa and I on a radio show. Totally improvised that sketch. People would call in suggestions like Roger and hospital, and that's how we would do it. And you can get Tom Carosa's CD, Zesty. You can also get any of my CDs on CD Baby. I have three of them there. Go crazy. Download them. Buy them real. I don't care. Just buy them. Sherry's in the chat room. Gail Parento, yes. Oh, saw the musical. Beautiful. Oh, it was so wonderful. Best musical I've seen. What an all-star cast. It was terrific. Oh, boy. And speaking of listening to music and stuff, on Jovi headphones. Gail, can you post it real quick before my show ends? And I'll announce it. These great new headphones that they came out. This was at the Las Vegas Music Tech Show just recently. And I just want to announce them. Pretty good idea. It really amps up your listening pleasure. So I want to check that out. Gail, if you're listening, post it quick. And what can we do? We have a short amount of time here. I know I hesitate to end, so... Oh, I'm not listening to the English lady who's telling me how many seconds I have. I don't have seconds. I have all the time I want. It's my show. Oh, gosh. Where's that song? Okay. Oh, this is by Thrashimation. Pretty funny song. We're going to go overtime, okay?
My girlfriend just dumped me.
Aw, maybe I can help.
You say your girlfriend dumped you and you feel like you've been cursed. But try and look on the bright side, it could always be much worse. Like you could break your dominant hand, or burn your tongue a corn on the cob, or have your laptop charger fried and get demoted at your job. Like you could have a leaky roof, or have your home go up in flames, or get into an accident and have insurance reject your claim.
That's not so bad.
Oh, yeah?
It could always be worse. You just wait and see. It could always be worse. Glad it's not happening to me. It could always be worse. How much worse could it be? Let's find out, shall we? Like losing all your income and turning to the streets, then rummaging through garbage cans just for a bite to eat. Like getting life in prison for a crime you didn't do, or coming down with smallpox, cholera, and scurvy too.
Aren't those a little far-fetched?
Maybe, but...
It could always be worse, worse. You just wait and see. It could always be worse, worse. Glad it's not happening to me. It could always be worse.
Oh yeah.
How much worse could it be? Well, find out, won't we? So what if your girlfriend dumps you? You'll do fine on your own. Always be much worse unless you die alone.
Oh, oops.
Well, you could drown in toxic waste or get impaled by a unicorn. Like being mistaken for an easy chair or stepping on a thorn.
And then being ripped apart by lions.
Like being enslaved by mountain men or flung from a trebuchet. Like being devoured by giant crabs or floating through the Milky Way.
These are ridiculous.
Still,
it could always be worse, worse. And now I'm sure you can see it.
Now
it always
can
be worse, worse. Glad it's
could always be worse.
You're welcome. Well, gotta go. I've got a date.
That was Thrashermation. All righty. Someone said my show might have cut off. It still stays on when you listen to it in archives. Interesting. All right, thank everybody for tuning in today. Don't forget, Super Bowl Sunday, get those Hooters wings ahead of time. All right, this is Nancy Lombardo. Don't forget, you can watch my show tonight, The Nancy Lombardo Show. That'll be on www.mnn.org or three channels in Manhattan. Oh, you'll see my flyer. If you know me, you'll see it. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check it out. Okay, big kiss. Bye-bye.